Now, Austria's newly elected Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has invited the far-right Freedom Party to talks aimed at forming a coalition government. Founded by ex-Nazis in the years following the Second World War, the Freedom Party came third in general elections earlier this month. The last time it was in government, the EU slapped sanctions on Austria. The party has, however, softened its tone in recent years. It says, however, that it will not enter government at any cost and is demanding greater border security and insists that Islam has no place in Austria.
A party founded by former Nazis, which once existed on the extreme fringes of Austrian politics, has accepted an invitation to begin coalition talks.
Nobody, least of all Chancellor Kurz, should believe that we're going to make it easy for his People's Party. We want honest, intensive, serious, productive negotiations. We're not interested in flattery.
Incoming Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has vowed to be tough on immigration, yet pro-EU. He concedes that his conservative People's Party doesn't always see eye to eye with the anti-Islam Freedom Party, but insists they do have enough in common to join forces.